From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week of Talking Flicks. Yes, I'm here with the one and the only JT. How are you?
Oh, Mr. Lee, hello, the goat. The goat, as always. Yes. And doing the opener this week too, Mr. Lee. I do like mixing it up.
Oh, I do too, and thank you. You just threw it at me just 5 seconds ago before we started. It was like, okay, yep, you know what? I'll just wing it and just try, see how it went.
I just didn't feel like doing it this week. I just feel like sitting back this week and watching you do it. So, and you're such a professional with this kind of stuff. So it inspires me for a massive podcast.
Oh, well, that's what we want. You know what? Now, before we go on, how was your Father's Day?
It was awesome, Mr. Lee. It was awesome. I've got to say, I got spoiled.
Excellent.
This is a great thing about five kids. There's so many presents, Mr. Lee. I could go on for an hour, right? There's, you know, but the overall gift this year I found was a highlight. It was very massage themed. So obviously I'm overworked.
Obviously, but that's good.
It was great. I got a massager for my chair. A chair massager that you lay in and it vibrates. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah.
I think we could all do with something like that.
Oh, it was so good.
Hard day at work.
Yeah, so good. So you push your neck back into it and, yeah, it kind of massages it for you, which is good.
If suddenly, you're not with us, I'll know that you're having a massage and I'll just give you a bit of time and we'll go back into the podcast.
You'll know that because you'll hear a vibrating sound. And no, it's not that kind of sound, Mr. Lee. Yes, that's the sound it makes.
I wasn't going.
How was yours, Mr. Lee? How did your dinner go? You were looking forward to that.
It went really well. I was. It was really good that both my sons were here, and then Hayley, my son Ethan, his girlfriend, she popped over after she had dinner with her mum and dad because she had to have dinner with them because they were away. So it was really nice to have the whole five of us here and just chatting. And I think that's what makes the whole day. You know, at lunchtime, I went into Andre and helped seat everybody, and I conned my two boys to come with me. And then we went up to the park and had a whole family with my mum and dad. And it was so nice. My dad was sitting there and he was so happy to see, you know, all the grandchildren and his kids all in one place.
I'm glad you had a great day. That's the main thing.
Yeah,
and I hope all those.
Yeah. All and that's our, all about it.
Exactly. And hope all of our fathers out there, our listeners, had a fantastic Father's Day as well. Now, Andre Rayu, how did that go, Mr. Lee? Because I went along to see it with Nan on the weekend.
Yes.
And she loved it.
She did. And you know what? I actually had a lady come into work last Monday, the day after Andre, and she bought us a cake and chocolates in to say thank you so much for on Sunday's Andre. We had allocated seating, and as I said, I conned my two boys to come in and we helped seat everybody, and it just ran so smoothly. The concert she really enjoyed, but she bought this cake and some chockies in for us to say thank you for a great morning that she'd had at Andre. How nice is that?
That is lovely.
I was over the moon.
That is lovely. Yeah.
It is.
You gave her a ticket discount, didn't you, initially? Yeah, it was $20. Was
yeah, I wouldn't give it to you or your man. But anyway.
No, you wouldn't. But, yeah, I did think credit to Andre Rayu. You know, for a 74-year-old guy, he goes all right. So, yeah, it was spectacular, the backdrop, the music, in surround sound too. Oh, it was phenomenal. Yeah. So, yeah, I know I do rip on him sometimes, but you got to see it to believe it. Like it's just incredible. I wish he would come over here and I could actually go and see him live because, yeah.
Oh, wow. Ask a quick question. How long did it take before you fell asleep?
Well, look, I fell asleep.
Did your nan?
Yeah.
Did your nan have to wake you up?
Oh, she didn't. Oh, no. But she wouldn't stop talking through the whole thing. She's like, oh, isn't he amazing? isn't he amazing? And I'm like, yes, Nan. Yes. Yes, he's amazing. And she started to cry too, and that did it for me. I was done. I was ready to leave. Yeah, she was tearing.
What memories, but
tearing
she
up.
Would have loved that.
No, no, no memories. No memories. That's what I want to forget. So. but yeah, so to everyone who went along to see Andre, hope you guys had a fantastic time. Now let's get into some movies, Mr. Lee, because we had another big week as always, and we'll take a look at some top five soon. We'll see whether or not Deadpool is at number one. I'm predicting it's probably going to be, but we'll go around the world soon. We'll go around the cinemas. Yeah, so much to go. But let's get into some new movies for this week, and without further ado, the number one movie to go and check out this weekend, Mr. Lee, that we're predicting possibly 80 mil at the box office is none other than...
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Yes.
And look, I'm really excited. I cannot wait to hear people sing songs, talk about it. Michael Keaton. Now, I will tell you, if Michael Keaton wasn't in this movie, I don't think they would have made it, and I don't think Tim Burton would have made it either, because he is Beetlejuice. No one else can play that part at all. It was great to see Winona Ryder back in. Jenna Ortega, she's amazing. As Wednesday, I don't know whether you caught that show on a streaming service. It was so well done. She is so clever and talented. She plays the part.
For me, Scream. She was in the two Scream movies in the franchise. Yeah.
Yes.
I reckon she's fantastic. So I can't imagine what she's going to do
in
this movie.
She's going to go a long way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, let's check it out.
Here's a preview. Be warned, it's intense.
I believe Grandpa is dead.
Death is hard.
Yeah, sometimes I think life is harder.
When I was a teenager, a trickster demon terrorized our entire family and tried to force me to marry him. I believed he was gone forever until you found this in the attic.
Ew. Who's Beetlejuice?
Don't ever say that name.
Beetlejuice.
No, Astrid! I am serious! If you say his name three times, he will appear.
Beetlejuice.
The juice is loose.
I'm gonna make you so happy.
The living. The dead. Can they coexist? That's what we're here to find out.
Where is Beetlejuice?
Where's Beetlejuice?
Feel free to express yourself. Don't be afraid.
You're a figment of my imagination.
Really? Is this a figment of your imagination?
The juice is loose, Mr. Lee.
I love that. That is so well said, isn't it?
It is.
I love that line. That is Beetlejuice.
Would you say Beetlejuice three times? What do you reckon?
No.
Would you do it? No? No? You're going to turn up? You're going to pop up somewhere? No?
Correct. And I'm just looking around. Yes. And we won't sleep tonight if he does come out. It'll be full on.
Oh, but you will sleep because you're going to go see it. This weekend. That's the intention? Yeah.
I'm going to take Little Dahl and we're going to go watch it because we did watch the original only about a month ago now. So I am so excited. I cannot wait to watch it. Now, Catherine O'Hara, what can you say about her? She is an amazing, amazing, talented, talented actor. She was quoted in saying about the sequel, if people didn't want to see it, you know, is it both scary and funny moments, just like the original? And she said, and if people don't like it, then them. Now, something that I do want to bring up is something that people will notice straight away that is missing is Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis. They're not in this sequel. And Tim Burton has been quoted saying, I think the thing was for me, I didn't want to just tick any boxes. And so with him saying that, he has gone down a different path for this movie and brought a few of the characters back. And I think, you know, because they were dead in the first one, so they could have come back, but obviously there was reasons that he thought it would go down a different direction. So good on him for doing something a little bit different too.
Yeah, well, all-star cast in this, as we said before, Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, even Willem Dafoe. So, yeah, one to go and check out this weekend. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. If you saw the original, you'd be hanging to check out the sequel. And what year was it you saw the original, Mr. Lee? Was it 1988? Was it
88?
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember that very very clearly? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt that had Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. and I think it just had nothing underneath. So
oh, you even went dressed up. You're going to wear what? You're going to wear that shirt on the weekend too, aren't you? Yeah, you'll be. Oh, please don't.
It may be about three sizes too small, but yes.
Be a little crop top for you, Mr. Lee. Little muscle shirt.
Muscle shirt. That's what it'll be. Hey, now, if you want to hear more about this movie, tune in to next Wednesday's Talking Flicks podcast because we're actually sending Byron off to watch this movie and he's going to give us his opinion of the movie next Wednesday at midday when it drops. So look out for that. Yeah, it'll be good to get his opinion.
Give you a full analysis on that on Wednesday. Now, Thelma, this looks great, Mr. Lee. When we mentioned it last week, I was not sure what kind of movie I was expecting, but when I watched the trailer, I'm hooked.
Yes. And, you know, it actually, you can see your grandmother or Nan doing this, couldn't you?
Yeah,
you know,
100%.
She's been ripped off by a phone scammer and she would want her money back. And you could see Nan doing this and going out there. June, is it Squibb? Squibb? I just want to say before we go to the trailer that she's 94 and she did most of her own stunts.
Wow.
Can you believe that? She's 94 and she's playing a 93-year-old and she did her own stunts.
So she's on the gopher when she puts her foot down and takes off. Wow, okay, yeah. That's crazy.
Isn't it? I just can't believe that. Like, she is such an inspiration to think at that age that she can still do things like that and enjoy it.
But she's actually inspired by a 103-year-old grandma in the movie.
Yeah, well, it is actually Josh Margel's grandmother. He actually wrote and directed this movie, and it's actually about his grandma, Thelma. And when you watch it, make sure you look at her apartment because apparently it's really Thelma's apartment, his grandmother's apartment, and take a listen.
What's your plan for the day?
The usual. Hello?
Grandma.
Danny? You sound so strange.
I'm in jail.
Oh, my God.
Mail $10,000 to this address.
$10,000?
How did you think this was real?
Mom, you thought it was real, too.
Oh, my God. She was very convincing.
Well, she was scared, your mother. We were all scared.
Yeah. I wasn't quite as scared, just for the record.
You gotta tell the police. They're no use.
They contact people at random using telephone listings and social networking sites.
Like Facebook?
Sure, by Facebook.
Well, shouldn't Zuckerberg be able to fix this? What about my money? Am I supposed to just let them have it?
I'm gonna get it back.
I need a ride.
My mother is at large.
Why are we stopping at Mona's?
To get a gun.
Do you even know how to use it?
How hard can it be? Idiots use them all the time.
God.
Things happen to people as they age. Weird, crazy things.
We're old, diminished. The least we can do is take care of each other.
She's a tough cookie.
When she says her mind is something, there's no stopping her.
My grandson's parked a block away. I don't have much time.
You left your grandson in the car?
But he's 24. We all have our good days and our bad days.
And what's today?
We'll find out.
Hello?
Hello.
No, sorry. I'm just looking for my grandma. Sorry.
How good is that?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds so much fun. I, as I've said in the past podcasts, you know, you're going down the hallway going, Grandma, Grandma, and everyone's yelling out, yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, sorry.
But it looks so good, very, very funny.
Yeah, it does.
And I think the good thing too about it is relatable for all ages. So
yes.
Looking forward to seeing that one. That is out this weekend, so go and check it out. Along with these great movies, Mr. Lee.
Yes, now we've got Deadpool and Wolverine, It Ends With Us, Alien Romulus, Twisters, Blink Twice, Afraid, Inside Out 2, Despicable Me 4, 200% Wolf, The Crow, Trapped, The Greatest of All Time, it's a Bollywood movie called Goat, of course, and The Teacher Who Promised the Sea. Now, check out your local cinema for what's playing and all session times, which is forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Now, it's time for Top Movies for the last week, and I'm dreading where, Jay, I know you did it this week, and I'm dreading where you've sent me to, and I bet you it's somewhere very hard to pronounce all their words, and I'm really worried.
Well, we'll get to that just in a minute, Mr. Lee, so just hold tight, just wait there. Let's start with the USA yes. first. Let's start with the easy one. Let's go to the USA. The top five are as follows. Number five, It Ends With Us. Great to see that still holding in there. It's all the Blake Lively film. Reagan in at number four. Number three, Twisters. Number two, Alien Romulus. And number one for the US, Deadpool and Wolverine. Still hanging in.
It is. Now, because you've done this, what is Reagan about?
Reagan, Mr. Lee.
You've put this in, yes.
Reagan, Mr. Lee.
Did you do your research?
I did do my research. It's this drama film based around Ronald Reagan. Yeah.
He was an actor.
Yeah. Well, he's from the Oval Office, Mr. Lee, and it's based on his time in the Oval Office. So, yeah, that's what it's about. It's right, and we haven't got that yet. So are we getting that or is that?
I think it might be a US thing because if it's all about Ronald Reagan, I think the US would probably
they would
that
lap it up.
Than, and yeah, they would. But he was an actor. He one of his jobs was he was an actor for many, many years, and that's what in what movie was it in a movie? And they said, "Oh, who's the president?" And they said, "Oh, Ronald Reagan." Said the actor, "No," but it was he was actually there. Okay, righto. Let me have a look. Oh, you've got me going to Italy. Thank you. Hopefully this is a little bit easier.
I thought I'd set the scene, Mr. Lee. Hold on, there you go. So you're enjoying that? You. That's good, yes.
I like that. That's really good.
I feel like you and I are about to get some spaghetti and share a string of spaghetti together. That's
as long as we don't do that famous scene with the two dogs. Alien Romulus comes in at number five. Number four is Deadpool and Wolverine. Wow, drop back to number four. Number three is The Crow. Number two is It Ends With Us. What? Blake is leading. Holy dooly. And number one for Italy, Despicable Me 4. Oh, my goodness.
Is there an anomaly here, Mr. Lee? What's happened? Have you screwed up the figures or something? Have you switched them out?
Oh,
what have you done?
No. Holy dooly, that's incredible.
Yeah, so the Italians, obviously, Despicable Me 4, that's where it's at. Yeah. Maybe they're like Minions.
Yeah, well, obviously it's just open. Yeah, obviously it's just open there. That's the reason why, so... Because, as you know, they stagger everything out around the world, so...
Well, just when I thought that ridiculous movie was gone, it's back.
And you know what? It's still playing well in our sights, and that's why we've still got it playing.
Oh, jeez. Well, things can only get better because we're about to do the top five for Oz, and I know it's gone here, Mr. Lee, so it won't be in the five. Number five, Blink Twice. Number four, Andre Rieu, the 2024 Power of Love concert. Definitely well deserved. It's fourth place. Number three, Ali and Romulus. Number two, It Ends With Us. And number one, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Those have been one and two for how many weeks now?
It's been a while.
Long time, hasn't it?
It's been a while. It's about to end, Mr. Lee. It's about to end. I'm calling it. Next week, number one, Beetlejuice. You heard it here.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay. I hope we're recording this because Lisa can
play that back. Oh, we are. It's all recording. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Good. Yep. Righto. We'll see. I think it'll be in the top five. I don't know whether it'll make number one. It might make up number two, I reckon. I reckon Deadpool's still there.
Whoa. That's a big call. That's a huge.
Hold on.
That is a huge call. Did I record that? Yes, I did. Wonderful.
Yeah. And you know what?
This is going to be huge.
Let me forget.
This is going to be huge next week. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You do the run sheet and the figures. So hold on. This will be a stitch up. You watch.
Of course.
It'll be exactly as you said it was. Yeah,
I'll have a different sheet to you.
Yeah, you'll look at it and go, wait a minute. Backspace. Copy and paste. Your two favourite words.
Yep.
Okay, let's do some news. Ali and Romulus, yes. Right?
Yeah. Look, this is now the second highest grossing alien film ever, and this is behind Alien itself. So this proves that we're on a winner here, and I'm sure there's going to be some more Alien movies come out now.
Yeah, well, our Talk and Flickster last week, absolutely loved it. A couple of weeks ago, Adam, when he went to see it, he raved about it and thought it was – because he was a massive, massive Alien fan. And
massive.
As you said, it stayed very true to the original, and I think that's why people are loving it.
Correct, absolutely. And we've also got some news coming out about Jurassic World. You know, that's another franchise that's really – it's been around for years, and it's just getting better and better each time. Well, they've just now given us a release date of July 2025 for the next one, and it's called Jurassic World Rebirth.
You would go and see this because you wouldn't be afraid of dinosaurs, surely.
No, because they're not real
anymore.
They were. Good. They were, but not now because, they're not around. So, yeah. I actually have watched all the Jurassic World movies because I've actually enjoyed them.
There are some real like jump moments in Jurassic Park, in the franchise.
Yep.
Very creepy moments too, especially the noise some of the dinosaurs make. It doesn't matter which Jurassic Park movie it is in the franchise, it's always great. So I can't wait to see what they've done when they bring out Rebirth.
Yeah, I can't either. And it'll be interesting to see if Chris Pratt and all them are in it as well.
Yeah, it will be.
And Dallas, I've forgotten to... what's the last name? Dallas.
Yeah, if you want, Mr. Lee, you'll be very like, I've got some thinking music now. So do you need to do a...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dallas Howard. Thank you so much. That helped.
Oh, there we go.
And as you can see, I did not use Google for that. So
that just came to you so naturally. If only that happened all the time. Now, what's happening with the Lord of the, Ian McClellan? What's happening with him? What's the guy you've...
Well, they're talking about bringing some new Lord of the Rings movies out, and Ian McClellan, who, of course, plays Gandalf, is wanting to play the part, and if he knows when, he doesn't know, and the script, he doesn't know if it hasn't been written, but he would like to do Gandalf again. So that's nice. And I think only he could play it after. Oh, what? You're not a Lord of the Rings fan?
No, no. I don't know. Maybe because when I was in year 7 or year 8, we used to have to watch it all the bloody time. And like, you know, whenever the teacher wanted some time off, you know, we had to sit down and watch the. And they're quite long movies, Mr. Lee. I will point out
they are
long movies.
Yes.
And I just don't get. I don't know. I just don't get it. I must admit.
I didn't watch Hobbit because I'd already watched Lord of the Rings. But I can remember years ago, and I'm talking years ago, when the very first Lord of the Rings came out, we had a guy at the Regent when we were back there, and he bought a ticket to every session that day, Boxing Day, and he sat through, I don't know, 5 sessions, and just kept watching over and over again.
Was he okay, Mr. Lee? Because I wouldn't be.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he was. And it's funny because we used to have to clear it out to clean it up for the next session. And after the third or the second session, he was actually helping us clean up the cinema because he wanted to keep the same seat. So we said, okay, you can, but you've got to help us clean. So he did.
Now that is one hell of a fan, and he would appreciate a new movie. So, for the Lord of the Rings fans, hopefully that is something that we see down the track. And Ian McClellan is in the movie. I think he's got to be.
Oh, he has to. I agree. He's got to.
All right, well, let's go around the screens. Let's start in Tamworth, coming up on September 22. The Blind Seed. I have actually heard good things about this.
Yeah, look, this is a documentary all about a blind surfer. He's only got 3% vision, and he actually goes surfing around the world. We've got a special presentation on September 22 at 3:30. Tickets are on sale now for that event, so I'd suggest in getting in early. You can go to our website, forum6.com.au, or the box office to secure your tickets. So, I would do it. And I will say his family actually lives in Tamworth. So that's another reason
we're
doing
it. What a small world.
I love supporting Tamworth people.
Yeah, it is. So get behind that, Tamworth. Get out there. Go to the Forum 6 and see The Blind Sea. September 22, put that one in your diary. But don't delay. Get your tickets because if that sells out, then you won't be able to go along and see it. Friday the 13th.
It's out.
Is on September 13th, and in Orange, things are getting a bit spooky.
Yeah, they're playing the original Friday the 13th movie, and I think this is such a great idea. Of all things to play on a Friday the 13th is the actual movie. I think that's going to be good. Tickets are on sale soon. Get them when they are on sale, because I think you'll enjoy that. And, you know, those sort of movies, the originals, are so scary. They are so scary. They've also got a Orange Film Society has their next movie on the 22nd, 23rd called Radical. It's all about the Mexican border town that's played, and it's got corruption, it's got violence, and a teacher who tries to break up students and lead them in the right way. So that's only on the 22nd and 23rd. So get your tickets when they're available as well. Now, Wagga, just to keep up to date what's happening in Wagga, just head to their website, which is forum6.com.au, and you can see all their coming soons and what's playing with session times as well.
Now, opening next week, Mr. Lee, cannot wait for this one. Speak No Evil, James McAvoy.
Yeah, look, he actually plays scary parts quite well. I think he's a very interesting character. It is called Speak No Evil. And we've also got Harold and the Purple Crayon, which is the new Zachary Levi movie, who I think this the kids are going to love this because whatever he draws with this purple crayon, it comes to life. And I know in the trailer he actually draws some roller skates. Do you remember what roller skates are? They're probably before your time, are they, Jay?
No, they were around, Mr. We used to have Skate Haven and things like that. This was the 90s talking about, yes.
Yeah.
But for, yeah, but for you, you would definitely remember them.
Yes.
Please, you would have been using them, wouldn't you? Yes. You would,
yes. Yeah. You know what? I was only just talking to my parents about it just recently. I broke my arm roller skating when I was in high school, and the year excursion was while I was in the cast, and I had to get special permission off my parents to go ice skating with my broken arm when I was roller skating.
I bet you did too after that. Babe. Yes. Yes. So, and you haven't done it since, have you? This is not something that you would do now. No.
No, definitely not. I don't think I could do roller skating.
Oh, dear. Well, if you watch Harold and the Purple Crayon, all those memories will come floating back to you. So,
they certainly will.
Creating memories, they right, Mr. Lee? Creating memories.
Yeah. Now, another movie that we've got opening is The Forge, and this is a Christian movie, and we've been asked in all our sites if we're playing it, and I'm so pleased to announce that we are playing it. It is based on a true story, and it is only for 1 week only, but we'll talk more about that next week. So looking forward to all those. And talking about it next week.
Yes, so we'll get into more detail. We'll break it down, all the movies you can go and check out. We'll do that next Friday. But before then, Mr. Lee, coming up on Wednesday, our next Talk and Flickster is Byron. He's off to see Beetlejuice. And if you want to get involved, you want to go along and check out a movie on Mr. Lee's credit card. And you know what? I mean, I'm waiting for him to start shouting at the candy bar because it's got to be coming. You got to do it, Mr. Lee. Come on.
You know that I have to sneak this past my wife, and she sees these charges on my credit card, and she goes, "What's it? What? Why are you paying for movies in Wagga? What? You haven't been to Wagga. You haven't been to Orange. What's going on?" And I go, "Look, you know, it's just something that I've got to do." So yeah,
this sounds like we could make a story out of this, Mr. Lee. Look, Mr. Lee gets around
the podcast. That's another podcast. That's another.
Oh, she won't mind if you. She won't mind if you shout some popcorn and a Pepsi and Chop Top or something, or some Maltesers or some M&Ms. You know, she wouldn't mind. She's a lovely lady, Wend. I'm sure she'll understand.
Yeah. I'm sure she would, and I do love Maltesers, I must say.
No, you're not buying them for yourself. You're buying them for our Talk and Flickster, Mr. Lee. I love Maltesers too. You can't stop, can you? Once you crack that packet open, it's very hard. But if you do want to get involved, Talk and Flicks, you can head online to forum6.com.au or odn5.com.au. A very easy form, Mr. Lee, to fill in. You just go there and tell us your name, give us some details, and fill out what definitely very important to what kind of genres you want to go and check out.
Because we do want to send you to a movie that, you know, the genre that you like. We don't want to send someone to a horror that doesn't like horrors, or, you know, if you didn't like comedies, which I don't know what's wrong with you if you don't, we don't want to send you to something like that.
We could so send somebody to a horror that doesn't like horror, right? Get them to sit there and, I'm getting some ideas, Mr. Lee.
I couldn't do that.
That'd make
I know
for a
what
great
I'm
episode.
Like with Horace. No.
Great episode that will be. Yes. Yeah, and we're going to have to pay for their counselling as well after that one. So, all their appointments. A massive thank you to the Forum 6 Cinemas in Wagga and Tamworth, also the Odeon 5 in Orange. Make sure you head online, grab the details about all the movies out, and make sure you book online. That's it, Mr. Lee. We're done for another week. Great to catch up. What's your plans for the weekend? Yes. What's going down for you? Anything exciting happening?
Other than going and checking out Beetlejuice, I'm going to be catching up with my sister. She lives in Mackay and she's actually popping in as they drive through. They're on a holiday at the moment, so I'm looking forward to catching up with her and her husband. So that'll be fun. How about yourself? What are you up to?
Just working, Mr. Lee. Working hard, you know. It's a working week. Yeah, it's a six-day week. I love a good six-day week. So.
Well, yeah. You know what? When you come home, you'll be able to get into that massage
chair. I know, right? I know. Just yes.
Vibrate all the weekend.
Oh, I'll be vibrating off the chair. Don't you worry. Looking forward to that. Have a wonderful week. We'll catch you next Friday. We'll catch you on Wednesday with our Talking Flickster podcast. And again, our regular Talking Flicks next Friday, both at midday. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.